here's what you want to make certain that you don't do. Don't edit yourself. Don't make it sound a certain kind of way. Just say what you need to say and just say it. No one's going to come in and no one's going to take your paper and rip it up. Okay, this is between you and you. Welcome to the Rise with Diana podcast, the podcast for working women leaders who are dedicated to doing the greatest work in a sound body, mind, and spirit. I'm Diana Patton, ex-corporate executive and civil rights attorney turned entrepreneur and business coach, helping working women leaders to gain the confidence to speak up and advocate for themselves and take uncomfortable action through daily disciplined practices to experience true life success without sacrificing their sanity. It wasn't that long ago that I was taking things way too personal, secretly having something to prove, and doing my best to fake it like I had it all together. I thought the appearance of success was the glue holding my life together, but it was that appearance of success and hustling to prove my worth that was ruining my life. In this podcast, my goal is to teach you the tried and true secrets of living your greatest authentic life. You with me? Let's get ready to rise. Hey, sis, I am so glad that you are here with me. I am still doing this video. What do you think? If you are on YouTube, I would love to hear your comments. So the thing I really want to talk to you about today, it's actually a song that I just can't get out of my head. And if you weren't born in the 80s, you're going to have to look this up, because I'm going to be honest. I kind of was talking to my mom about this and I said, Mom, the title of my podcast is Should I Stay or Should I Go Now? Okay. Y'all know this song? It's from The Clash. Anybody ever heard of it? Okay. For those of you who are like, I have never heard of that song, but you're from the 80s, you would know rock the Casbah, rock the Casbah. Okay, all right, I'll continue on. All right, so the title of this podcast is Should I Stay or Should I Go? Should I stay in this corporate position or should I leave this corporate position? Should I stay and be unhappy or question or doubt my role in this organization or in this position? Should I speak up about what I don't like in the position, or should I just kind of float on, you know, quietly quit, as they would say, and just kind of sit there and be unhappy? And then when you're in meetings, you leave and you just kind of talk about everybody. How many of you are doing that? Well, sis, the song, Should I Stay or Should I Go, or Should I Say, that was a Freudian, should I say what needs to be said and go, or should I just quietly go out the back door? This is the conversation that we need to have, because a lot of us aren't really doing the work that we need to do in our positions, because in the back of our minds, we're wondering. And today is the day I want you to make a clear decision. I want you to feel like when you go to work, that you're making a contribution, that you love what you're doing, and that if something doesn't go right, you feel the security and safety to be able to say what you need to say without fear of retaliation, without feeling as though, oh gosh, if I say this, they're gonna let me go. And I know that's what some of you are thinking. So I want to share this with you, because if there's one thing that keeps coming up with a lot of my clients, is they really do want to stay in their organizations, but they would like some things to change. Now, you heard us talk about in the podcast called I Have the Title, But No Power. Now what? This is going to sound very familiar to you on the things that I'm going to talk about. But what I have recently heard from a lot of my clients is, you know, I just wish this would happen. And if this happened, I'd be happy. Or I wish this would happen. And if that happened, I definitely would love to be able to go to work every day. So let's just make a truce that today we're going to actually take time to explore our options and see where we are. Because I know for myself, once I started to get clear on a lot of the things that I'm going to share with you, I would wake up and I felt so much better. I was clear. I would definitely find myself being in a better mood. I wanted to attack my day. And it felt like, as they say on that Living Longer series, I don't know if you saw the Living Longer series on Netflix, and it talks about the thing that you need to live a satisfying life is to have what's called a good ikigai. And a good ikigai means that when you wake up in the morning time, you realize why you're waking up and your purpose. And ladies, when you're constantly ruminating the worst case scenario on your job of whether you should stay or whether you should go, that just leads to depression, anxiety, stress, frustration, and this constant discontent. And that is not at all what we want you to have on the Rise with Diana podcast. So if you're driving, or if you are getting your day going, or you are ending your day, or you're just fixing a meal, or even on a workout, I want you to raise your right hand, okay? Raise your right hand, keep your left hand on the steering wheel if you're driving, and I want you to say, today is the day I will decide whether I will stay and whether I will go, right? Today is the day. So what I want to do is I want to give you some things to think about. And I want to share this with you because I have a lot of things written down as a list. I'm going to give you a checklist, but I'm not going to go through the exhaustive list. I have 10 things for you to think about in order for you to determine if you should stay or if you should go. Actually, you know what? I just thought about this. I kind of feel like I'm on HGTV. Have you ever seen that Love It or List It? It's kind of the same thing, right? When you think about Love It or List It, and if you don't know what I'm talking about, Google it. It's the show on HGTV of whether these people are trying to decide if they should stay in their house or whether they should list their house. Same kind of thing, but I'm going to be giving you some good intel, some things that you should be thinking about on making this decision, because my job is not to decide for you. My job is to lay out the options for you to be able to pick and decide what you should do. Now, I'm only going to give you 3 options today. But I guarantee you that if you listen to this podcast, and once you get done with the podcast, you send us an email, and I'm going to give you the email before I close this podcast, but you got to listen to the end to get it. I will promise you that I will send you the 10 things that you need to think about. But for now, let's start with number 1. Okay, so are you ready for this? The first thing that you want to do, and this is going to require you to take pen and paper, or you can take out your cell phone and you can write in the notes. You're going to write down, what's going on? What's going on? Right? It's a song. What's going on? I'm full of songs today. You have to write what is going on. What's going on, sis? Write it down. Here's the thing. If you are not satisfied where you're at, the first thing you got to do is understand, where are you at? This takes time. And what I want you to do, and like I've done in other podcasts, is I've tell you, you know, in order for you to have a good sense of clarity of self and with relationships, you have to be willing to see what's happening. And a lot of us don't really, we have some discontent, but we don't even know why. Like if I sat down with you right now and I said, hey, what's going on? Just pretend like we're in, you know, at dinner, or we're at coffee in the morning time, or a tea, or whatever that is. Tell me, what's going on? And you could just share what's going on in your heart, your feelings, right? Your emotions, you know, things that are happening with people and what they're saying. Maybe you don't like your office. I don't know. Maybe you need a window. I don't know. But write it down. And here's what you want to make certain that you don't do. Don't edit yourself. Don't edit yourself. Don't make it sound a certain kind of way Just say what you need to say and just say it. No one's going to come in and no one's going to take your paper and rip it up. Okay, this is between you and you, right? So that's the first thing, right? What's going on? What's going on? Number one. Number two, wave a magic wand. Wave a magic wand and say, if I had everything I needed in this position, this is what it would look like, right? Write that down. Well, what do you mean? Dream. Right? If you were wanted to be really satisfied in this position, then write it down. And here's, if we were sitting here again having a conversation, right? We're at dinner, having a glass of wine, and you talk, well, I would really like this to happen, but no, don't say that, right? Because here's the thing, you are the author and the finisher of your opportunity. Oftentimes, we shortchange ourselves because we don't believe that we are worthy of what it is that we really, really want. Now, you might be saying, Diana, are you talking about my corporate position or are you talking about my relationships? Because some of us have relationships that could actually be something that we could use some of this information for, right? No, I'm talking about your corporate position, sis. But hey, if you want to apply that to your relationships, you could do that too. But here's what we need to know for this position is, number one, you need to write down what it is that's going on. You see, and I want to harken back to that for a minute because some of you were hired to do certain tasks and to do certain things. And that has completely changed, either by you or your direct report or your team or something. And there's a dis-ease related to that position, or there's a cultural problem. Don't know. We got to write that down. Number two, wave your magic wand. You want to be in a position, they tell you, if this is the company that, especially if this is the company that's telling you, bring your authentic self to work. You belong. All the taglines that are on and the values that they have in their mission statement, then you need to be very clear on what it is that you want and need. Okay, so that's one. Number two. Number three, I need you to take one and two, and I need you to bring those together, right? Bring those together, and I want you to see and prioritize what it is that you really want within the next 6 months, right? So I want you to think about what could actually change within the 6 months with small amount of effort. Right? Let's just say a small amount of effort. So the way that I see this is you have a column that says, this is what I want changed. The second column says, this is the ease. And we could do between 1 and 10, 1 being easy, number 10 meaning really a lot of effort that could be changed. And then I want the third column to be the dates in which you want this change to take place. Because if you really want to assess whether you should stay in a position or not, these are the kinds of things that you need to be able to do. Because oftentimes we will go and we talk to our direct reports or we talk to our team, or maybe if you're calling a family member or a friend and you're like, I can't stand this place. And the person says, well, what's wrong? And you go, I don't know, but I just don't like it. Well, what would you want? And if the person said, well, what would you want to change? And you go, well, I don't know. I don't know. Well, now you know, because you got to get clear on what it is that's disturbing you. Because, and here I want to say, okay, because if you do 1, 2, and 3, once you do 1, 2, and 3, then let's just say, for instance, you didn't follow the entire checklist that I'm going to give you, that I'm going to give you the email that you're going to email to get. Let's just say you did 1, 2, and 3, and you decided that you were going to take the top 3 to your direct report and have a meeting about that. And let's just say it didn't happen, right? Let's say nothing's happening. You aren't seeing the changes. You've put forth the best effort. You don't see the light at the end of the tunnel. You have all of these other added pressures that because of the dis-ease or the problems on your job, they're filtering into your home. They're causing problems with your marriage. They're causing problems with your family, and they're causing problems with your physical health because you feel like when you wake up, you feel sick, you feel nauseated, you feel like you're getting headaches all of a sudden, and you're starting to gain weight, you're starting to lose weight. If you're having all of those problems, even after you do those three things, guess what I'm going to say? I think you may consider making an exit plan, but not before you do some of the other things on my list. Right? Because it does take a lot to exit without a clear strategy. And some of you might be saying, I'm just going to cut the cord and I'm just going to go for the best. Okay, you go for the best, sis. But what I want you to do is I want you to really take time to analyze this. And I know this is not about relationships, okay? I kind of pinged you the thought maybe it might be. And maybe because I'm feeling a little bit in my soul right now to tell you that, you know, I've actually analyzed this, even in my own relationships. I have done this same process for corporate jobs, working with various clients, understanding what I need in order for me to be able to stay or leave a board position, a volunteer position, no matter what it is. But in my soul, I have analyzed this with my own marriage of 26 years. And what I've concluded is that the things that I really need typically aren't tangible. They aren't physical. A lot of it has to do with respect and love and treating me a certain way, you know? And then I believe that when you get right sides there in any kind of relationship, whether it be work, when you get right sides there, I believe everything else falls in place. But I want to share an ultimate path for those of you, because the Rise with Diana podcast, we talk about doing your greatest work, connecting to your highest power. And for me, what I clearly know is that when I connect to my highest power, that's God, and I take 1, 2, and 3 and I pray on it, I meditate on it, and I really go to the ultimate decision maker. And I ask for help there spiritually, it becomes clear. Then the next thing for me to do is take the steps. Even though I might be nervous, even though I might be scared, but I take the step. What do you think? You think this might be something that you could do to decide whether you should stay or whether you should go? And listen, I know I'm having fun with this. I'm laughing about it. And some of you are really, really seriously stuck and you don't know a good path. And I want to say, I hear you, sis. I feel you. But let's take this serious. Here's the thing. Do me a favor. Email me at Diana, that's D-I-A-N-A, at Diana, D-I-A-N-A-R, Patton, PATTON.com. That's my personal email, girl. Email me. And here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to give you the 10 steps that you need to take in order for you to decide whether you should stay or go. And then after that, if you actually take time to do that, I'm going to give you a calendar link and set up time with me. Let's do a 15-minute. And because sometimes it just needs to take someone to listen to you. And we can go through these steps together. Sound like a deal? All right. Well, I think this is pretty good. What do you think? I think this is a good place where we could end and we could have you go off and do your little homework. Come back. Let's decide what we should do next so that you can decide whether you should stay or whether you should go. Well, I'm going to stay with Mark of Level 2 Audio. I do know that. I'm going to stay with Mark from Level 2 Audio for helping me with today's podcast. What do you think if you're on YouTube? Let us know what you think. Enough light? I certainly hope so. Okay, sis. I'll see you next time. Thank you for being with me today. If you found value in this podcast, be sure to like and subscribe to be notified of weekly content. You can also learn more and follow along with me on any social media channel and by going to risewithdiana.com.